Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We have Minister Alicia C. Young with us today. She's the Minister of Worship at South Euclid United Church in South Euclid, Ohio. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tamil. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
It's a pleasure. Well, I wanted to have you on because we all need some inspiration and some hope ending this year and starting into the new year during this COVID season. How important it is to take one day at a time. Can you encourage our listeners?
Sure. You know, early on in my time in seminary, I had a professor say this, and it still rings true today. He said that you wouldn't eat a whole piece of pie, a whole pie, at one time. And if you did, you would get sick. So you have to take one bite or one slice at a time. And during this COVID season, I would say the same thing rings true, that you have to take one day at a time. Take one breath at a time, one step at a time, and create some sense of balance in your life. If you meditate, get up every morning, meditate, pray, write in the journal, but really just take one day at a time. And I know that sounds so cliche-ish, especially in this pandemic season, but it's really important that you take one step at a time or you will literally make yourself sick.
Yeah. Next, just how to make sure you're healing yourself and taking some self-care and how important that is right now also. So can you go into that too?
Yeah. So self-care is really important. And I tell people this all the time. They're like, oh, I don't need self-care. I'm fine. I can push through this. And I tell people, listen, even Jesus had self-care. You know, he would eat dinner with the disciples. He would go off and leave his friends and go pray. He would go fast. Self-care looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Being in this pandemic season, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to the spa and spend, you know, hundreds of dollars. It could be really simple, as what I talked about just before. You know, set a regimen. I do this. I set alarm time on my phone. So I get up at 8:00. I go into my office and I pray, talk to God for 20 minutes. And sometimes it's important not only to talk to him, but to listen. And then I light a candle, something really simple. I go to a little neighborhood store. I get a $2 candle. I light it. And that's a part of my self-care. I really, really enjoy watching old TV shows. And I like to do that on my own time. And so I may close my door to my office and I tell my husband, like, hey, I need my own quiet time and I want to watch my favorite TV shows. Or I may have a special snack. I love popcorn. So maybe, you know, I may have a night just for myself where I pop some popcorn, light a candle, and watch one of my favorite shows. But it can be really simple. It doesn't have to be anything big. And, you know, to the first question you asked, this is all a part of taking it day by day.
Mm-hmm. I would say, for me personally, I think everybody through this time has learn one thing if you haven't already through this COVID season, and that's just making sure that you're staying healthy, making sure you're wearing your mask, make sure you're hand sanitizing and you're distancing. But with me, I have taken just self-care, just making sure I'm taking my herbs. And with all this stress that's going on right now, we have to make sure our mind and our body and soul are being flourished and fed. With me, I have taken on running. And if anybody knows anything personal about me, I was a sprinter. And now I have challenged myself to do long distance running from like 1 mile to 2 miles daily. So I literally have been exercising, and it really has helped my stress level. I went from challenging myself running 1 mile from 12 minutes, and I have pushed myself all the way up to 8 minutes and 4 seconds. So I have challenged myself through that, but it has really just helped me to, you know, de-stress. And it's something that I have daily that I can go to. And if I don't run, I'll walk. But it's something. We have to have something to distress us during this time. You won't be healthy if you don't do anything. So you need to pick something. Crazy. Yeah.
You'll yeah. Crazy. And self-care, like you said, it helps maintain your stress level, your anxiety, grief. People are dealing with a lot of grief.
Yes.
We have over now almost 300,000 deaths due to this COVID-19. So it also helps with that. And yeah. It looks different for everybody, mm-hmm. but it's so important, especially now.
Yes, I want to challenge our audience out there to really think about what you can do to take self-care. As parents, and you know, we're trying to juggle everything from ourselves to our children, we need something. So think about some things that you can do to help yourself cope through this time. Can you give us some scriptures that would encourage our spirit during this time of COVID?
Yes. Two scriptures that really came to mind when I was thinking about this. The first one is in Lamentations 3:21-23. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And for me, that particular the verse tells me that no matter what's going on, he's going to be faithful. And that faithfulness is what gives me hope. And the other thing that I was thinking about, because I just think in terms of Christianity, you have a scripture, but it's also nice to have a hymn. And those good old hymns, like, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. If you don't have that hope, if you don't have that faith, I encourage you, audience that is listening today, to really grab a hold of your faith, grab a hold of your hope, especially in this season. And then the other scripture is Ephesians 3:20, which is actually one of my favorites. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And I love that scripture because, and I quote it every day, sometimes we tend to put God into a box and think, oh, he can only do this, and it's really small, but mm-hmm. he can do exceedingly and abundantly all that we could even think about. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people are struggling just to pay their bills, to meet their mortgage payments, to pay their car note. And I challenge you to know that God can do exceedingly and abundantly, and to test him on that, because mm-hmm. he will come through for you.
Amen. You know, you are so right about holding on to faith, because faith is really things that are unseen. And if you are a true believer, you have to hold on to that. I know as humans, we always we want to see what God is doing, but we have to understand that he's always working on our behalf. And it's normally when we don't see it, he is working on our behalf. And we really have to hold on to that, especially now, because so much is going on and there are things that we need and we don't see those things coming through. But I just want to encourage our listeners to keep hold on to that faith, because, you know, God is always with us. I just want to tell our listeners to hold on to that faith. with talking about faith, I think that helps with our next question I wanted to ask you about, just having inner peace with yourself. And I think that helps with faith. So can you talk about inner peace with yourself, how important that is?
Sure. The scripture says that he'll give you peace that passes all understanding. And I really believe that because, you know, some people are going through some things and it's all about your faith. It's just not shaking you because you know that God is going to see you through. So you have that level of peace. You have that level of joy, knowing that, that God or higher power has got your back and is going to take care of you. You know, I would, when I was growing up, and, you know, my parents were struggling to make ends meet, which is everybody's story kind of now. And I would wonder and I would ask my parents, how come they weren't stressed out? And my mother was like, because I hold on to my faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that God is never going to leave me. And it's true. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's never going to allow you to be hungry. He's never going to allow you not to have a roof over your head. And I think the important thing to know is that a lot of those things don't come the way you think they're going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're having a hard problem feeding your family, the food is just not going to appear on your table because God isn't a genie. However, you know, there are soup kitchens and food banks and things like that, friends and family that are willing to help. And I think now more than ever, we kind of have to be humble and just allow God to work things out the way he will. And also, he will work them out, but then we also have to put in some work too as well.
That is perfect. Just to reiterate, just staying humble and understanding that we all have issues and we all have problems. But I think we need to remember, you know, you've had problems before that got solved. So eventually those things that we're going through will get solved. And like you said, we have to stand on our faith and know that God, you know, will provide, period. He will provide. We'll be back with Minister Alicia C. Young. We're going to have to take a short break for our sponsors. Thank you. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Again, we have Minister Alicia C. Young with us on today. So we're going to talk about what's going on right now with COVID. Can you help us and give us some advice for individuals that are struggling with fear at this time?
Yeah, sure. So 2 Timothy 1-7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but sometimes fear is on us. And so learning how to cope with that, my biggest thing that I advocate is therapy during this time. If you don't have a therapist, get you a therapist. Somebody that you can talk to and help you really just assess the things that you're going through in your life right now. And certainly times are trying, but I do believe in prayer and a good therapist is very important. If you don't have one, there are several websites. Google it. Look for your providers in your area. There are some places that won't charge for therapy during this time if money is an issue or a concern. But definitely, I would advise that. The second thing that I would advise is if you don't, have a good group of friends, someone that you can just share some of your anxiety with, and they can talk it through with you, because sometimes you may not be able to get with your therapist. Some people suffer with panic attacks, and just being able to call like a really good girlfriend or a really good guy friend and say, "Hey, I'm struggling right now. Can you take some breaths with me?"
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's really important that I would definitely advise at this time. And then the other thing is, is meditation. Meditation or prayer, just really seeking God and asking Him, and explaining that you do have fear and helping you to cope with those fears.
Yes. We do have access to counselors. So if you are out there and you're struggling, please reach out to us, the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. We will do our best to try to get you some help wherever you are. I do want to say, when it comes to struggling with fear, there are triggers. So if you are watching too much of the news and getting fearful just with everything that's going on, you might need to take a break and turn it off, you know. So know your triggers to what sparks your fear and try to eliminate that. But like I said, we're here for you if you want some help. So moving on, start planning and setting goals, because that can help us to increase a brighter future for us for the next year. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I believe in writing down goals. At the end of each year, I write down a list of goals for myself that I would like to see in the next year. But I think that's really important. But then I think keeping the goals in front of you, right? And so, like, if you have, like, a mirror in your room, I put sticky notes everywhere. And I give myself big goals, and then I give myself, I guess, like, small goals that I'm going to do maybe every day or once a month. But I think it's really important. It makes you look forward to something.
Yes.
And it gives you, it makes you feel good when you reach the goal. Like, I know for myself, you know, even something as small as this year, I'm going to listen to my husband better. And when he notices that I'm doing that, it makes me feel really good that I can, like, check that thing off my list, and it just makes me feel really hopeful. So definitely you need to make sure that you have goals, that you have a vision. And without a vision, you perish. I mean, you know, it's just really important to keep goals and to strive to do better for yourself and for your family.
Yes, I think planning, like you said, is a must, and setting goals and you know, like you said, either have a journal, if it's a journal, or even a calendar, and you have goals, like you said, either monthly, or, you know, you have a big goal at the end of the year, and then during, you know, the other 12 or 11 months, you're kind of making those goals towards that big thing at the end of the year that you want to accomplish.
Give yourself
grace. Yes.
Give yourself some grace. Like,
yes.
Just like you said, don't beat up on yourself.
Yes.
All struggling through this together.
Yeah.
And so if you don't make the goal, then you don't make it. And then you push the date back, or you tweak it.
Yes.
And figure out how you can.
Yes.
Definitely agree with you, Camille.
But I think, you know, just staying consistent. If you can just stay consistent, you'll make progress. So we have.
Good. You need to tag that.
Yes. So we have a new year coming up, which is 2021. What advice that you can give to our audience on approaching this new year of 2021?
There's a song that I would say in a dark time in my life that I would play on repeat all the time by the late Timothy Wright. And it was, "I'm so glad trouble don't last always." And, you know, when you're in it, you feel like, how can I get out of this? And how am I going to move on? And I see that people post on social media, like, 2020, I can't wait till it's over. And that's not everybody's story, certainly, because some people, 2020 has been a year of revelation. Mm-hmm. 2020 has been a year of, you know, I can and spend time with my family, so it hasn't been all bad. But this is what I will say, that storm clouds don't last always.
Yes.
And so when you keep that in front of you, you'll know that that God will see you through. A quick story, I just actually, someone told me this last week, there was a preacher who was tired and he wanted to take his sabbatical rest. So he was flying out of LaGuardia Airport, which if anybody's ever flown out of that airport, it's, you know, very hectic and busy. And he gets on his flight, it's raining, it's dreary outside. And the man sitting next to him kept saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And he said, he thought to himself, okay, it's going to be one of these flights. And so the guy turns around and looks at him and he says, God is so good. And he says, yes, brother, God is good all the time. He said, oh, I see you're a believer. He said, yes, I am a believer. He said, you know, do you want to know why I keep saying thank you, Jesus? And he says, sure. But thinking to himself, not really. But he said, sure. He says, you see us going up and you see how beautiful it is today. And so the preacher says, it's a dreary day. He said, no, it's a beautiful day, sir. He said, because right below us is Rikers Island. And he said, I was there for 15 years. And every day I was abused and beaten. And he said, for a crime that I did not commit. He said, but today I rejoice and say thank you, Jesus, because we're passing over Rikers Island and going to a better place. Mm-hmm. And I say this to say that what you're in is not going to last. And mm-hmm. one day you'll be at a place where you'll drive past it, you'll fly over it, and you'll think, thank you, God, for getting me through that time and on to a better place.
Yes, that is so beautiful. And you're so right. I mean, we all have seasons, good and bad, but we have to understand that there's a lesson going through those seasons. And you just have to be thankful and have a humble heart and just, you know, just a thankful spirit that, Lord, no matter what I'm going through, thank God I have you. I'm not alone and I'm not doing it by myself. And then eventually I will overcome. So I just believe in that. And I encourage everybody out there that's listening, hold on to your faith. Know that this new year, you know, we might have trials and tribulations this upcoming year, but just know that you'll get through it. If you are a true believer, you'll get through it. And just make sure you're taking care of yourself through the process of it. So,
absolutely.
We want to thank you, Minister Alicia C. Young, for coming on to our podcast today. Do you have any information that our audience can contact you or get in touch with you if they would like?
Well, you know what? I would like to share this. As Camille stated, I'm the Minister of Worship at South Euclid United Church of Christ here in South Euclid, Ohio. And certainly, we're on all social media platforms, so if you'd like to follow us, we're live every Sunday at 11 o'clock. So if you need an encouraging word, or you want to listen to some music that will satisfy your soul, I encourage you to tune in. Like I said, to all social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, we're on all of them. And, our senior pastor is the Reverend Courtney Clayton Jenkins, and I know you will be blessed.
Well, thank you once again, Minister Alicia C. Young. We would also like to thank our sponsors once again, Gymnast United, Inc. and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you would like to send a donation to our podcast, if you adore us and you enjoy listening to us and you want to support us, you can go to www.anchor.fm/gymnast. United Inc., or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. Also, sharing our podcast with your friends and family would be helpful. You can also support as little as 99 cents on the websites that I just listed. Once again, thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered.